Have you ever become angry? Of course you have. Everyone has gotten angry at some point in time. Probably a lot. In the span of our lifetime, maybe we've gotten angry over 10,000 times. And we know that anger is a sin. I mean, if you're angry or you deal with anger, you're going to go to hell. Well, not exactly. In fact, the Bible says, be angry and sin not. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. This is Garth Heckman with the David Alliance. You want to reach out to me? I think you do. You can at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And love to hear from you. Also, again, in the upcoming future, going to be starting a podcast, another one, and even a YouTube channel for relationships. Going to be doing that with my sister, Cherie Milton, who's a marriage family therapist, and I think it's going to be good stuff. So stay tuned. Also, we're brought to you by Well Built Body, gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock it. Ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. Look, anger, it can get the best of us. But you know, we're allowed to be angry. In fact, the Bible says, be angry, but don't sin. So how do you handle anger? How can we use it for good? This is taken right off of the website Mental Help Net, and it states this. This is what happens in our body when we become angry. You become angry, your body's muscle tense up. Inside your brain, neurotransmitter chemicals known as catecholamines are released, causing you to experience a burst of energy. It can last up to several minutes. This burst of energy is behind the common angry desire to take immediate protective action. At the same time, your heart rate accelerates, your blood pressure rises, and your rate of breathing increases. Your face may flush with increased blood flow, and it enters your limbs and extremities in preparation for physical action. Your attention narrows and becomes locked onto the target of your anger. Soon, you can pay attention to nothing else. In quick succession, additional brain neurotransmitters and hormones such as adrenaline and noradrenaline, they're released, which trigger a lasting state of arousal. And now, you are ready to do something. You might even be ready to fight. So, now you're angry. But before you get there, you need to ask yourself, what is acceptable to be angry about? My reputation, my losses and gains in the stock market, what happens to my job, my health? There are so many variables. So let's clear it up. We can and should be angry regarding the things God has spoken to us in His Word that may not line up. But let's clarify. You say, God wants me blessed. I agree with that, and there are many ways He can bless us. But you continue on with the thought, I'm angry that He's not blessed me financially. Okay, now hold on, Skippy. Have you tithed faithfully? That is 10% of your income to your local church. If not, no need to get angry. You need to get giving. Your anger is out of place. Or you're angry with what people think about you, what they say about you. Well, are you offensive? Are you selfish? Are you arrogant? Are you a jerk? If so, hold your anger and get yourself squared up with Jesus. And how about repenting and asking those people to forgive you? Again, anger in this situation is out of place. So you're unhappy with your marriage and your spouse. She doesn't seem to get it. You feel cheated by them, and you're truly angry about where you are after all these years. Okay, are you empathetic? Are you empathetic with your spouse? Is your love unconditional with your spouse? Have you prayed for them? I mean, deeply set time for prayer for weeks, for months, for years? Do you sacrifice and serve your spouse? Would you want to be married to you? Well then, how about that? Again, your anger might just be misplaced. See, here's the point today. The Bible says in Ephesians 4:26, be angry and sin not. But if we have been sinning before the anger, then maybe the anger is because of our sinning. Honestly, you gotta look in the mirror. That's just the bottom line. So many times I look at people or I talk to people and they can't see the other side of the table. meaning they are angry at something, they're angry at someone, and yet they are blind to their own actions, their own life, and which brings that on. I'll give an easy one, and it's not fair, but it's really the truth. People who struggle with their weight, but it was their own actions that brought that on. It's their own choice, and they can get mad, and they can get down, and they can, oh, I'm so angry at what I weigh, and I'm so angry when I step on the scale. But the truth is, your actions took you there, and your anger's probably misplaced. Again, and again, and again, I see it in marriages. I look at this couple, and I look at somebody in that room that I'm counseling, and I look at one person in that relationship, and it's not always just one, it's usually two, but many times it's one, and they don't get it. You have brought this on yourself by your own actions. You have no right to be angry. You're a jerk. So here's the deal. In today's world, with everyone being angry at something, someone, some cause, some group, make sure that your anger's not misplaced. Here's a thought. Use your anger to feed your passion into changing and becoming a better you. Get so mad that you take an afternoon off and seek God to change you and not the other person or situation. That's just my thought. I hope you don't get angry over it. And until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.